You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live, the Build Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
You know, even Charles Oakley was shocked yesterday when he found out. Did you see that?
I didn't see anything from Charles.
No. I mean, somebody was interviewing him, and he was like, wow, I can't believe that. He was holding people accountable. I mean, he was shocked.
Yeah, I mean, I think most people who paid attention to the Knicks were shocked. I know that we had the conversation if they had lost to the Pistons or blown their 3-1 lead to the Celtics, that he would be in the crosshairs then. Once they beat the Celtics and moved on, then I thought that there was no way that they were going to fire him. But yeah, as you mentioned before, you have no idea what's going on. You have no idea the relationships behind the scenes, especially in a very clandestine garden where there's just many layers of things that are happening speaking.
Part of me appreciates that because I think Leon Rose has been a big part of locking all of that, like sifting out of information down.
Yeah.
Kind of like what Aaron Glenn is trying to do with the Jets.
Sure.
They're both trying to do the same. Well, Leon Rose has been very successful in that regard. It's almost like, hey, I'm making the decisions. If I hear one word, one thing come out of this garden, you're losing your job. And I'm sure that that's the way many of the people who are working for the garden or for the Knicks in particular probably feel. Which is, I think, is a good thing from the standpoint of, you know, all the leaks being plugged. But I also think that there's probably an internal, you know, fight that has gone on that we'll never know about, we'll never hear about. Tom Thibodeau will never say one word about his time here being undermined by anybody else here. I mean, that's not the way that Tom Thibodeau operates. It's one of the reasons why he continues to get jobs.
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, he's a true pro. I don't think he's going to go on some sort of revenge tour. I mean, he may talk
to a podcast somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he may go on the Josh Hart, the roommates podcast, the Josh Hart, Jalen Brunson podcast.
That'd be something. Next one of those.
Yeah, I mean, they have to be doing it soon to recap the season and talk about this. If they actually
recap this,
well, same thing. I mean, but I want to hear both of those things. I want to hear their perspective on what happened with the Pacers, and I want to hear what they think about Tibbs. All right, let's go to Dean in Norwalk. What's going on, Dean?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up, man?
Still getting over the loss on Saturday night, but I called a couple of weeks ago. I think it was to the tail end of the Detroit series. And I said, you know, the noticeable difference was the loss of Johnny Bryant and the ascension of the Cavs. And I just find the timing of Tibbs firing kind of funny when Bryant was being floated Monday night with a strong rumor of going to Phoenix. And his connection with Kentucky, with Coach Cal, with World Wide West, I think it makes a lot of sense.
And this way they can keep the entire coaching staff together.
Yep.
Yeah, Dean, looks like it's moving in that direction at this
point. At least we feel like it's moving in that direction. We don't know.
I said feels like.
Yeah.
I didn't say it is.
Oh, okay.
I said feels like it's moving in that direction.
I didn't hear the feels.
Yeah, well, it was clear.
All right.
Feels like it's moving in that direction. I guess I'm just a little sensitive about people not hearing what I actually say.
And I'm sitting right next to you.
Yeah, I know.
And I have an earpiece in my ear.
Mm-hmm.
So everything you say goes right into my ear. But sometimes Jerry says stuff and it goes into my ear and I don't hear it. I don't know why.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a lot of stuff he says. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, he's talking about the highlights, and then sometimes our minds go elsewhere, and then the next thing you know, we're asking him a question he answered right 2 seconds ago.
I don't want you to be sensitive. I mean, I heard what you said. I didn't hear the feels.
Feels like.
Okay.
Feels like. Chris in Bridgewater. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, Boomer's spot on here. Something happened with what Tibbs did is in this playoff series exposed his boss's decisions. And when you expose your boss's decisions and they note that they're wrong, you're going to get fired. And that $30 million that Tibbs is going to get, he's going to get it if he signs a release to keep his mouth shut. That's the way this happens in the world. And Boomer's 100% spot on. Tibbs is the guy that takes this team to the next level. In fact, what's happening is it showed that Hart, is he looked like a CYO kid. When you throw him the ball, he didn't know what to do with it. He was just immediately looking for a pass. He was a weakness out on that court, and they need DiVincenzo or a shooter to actually keep the defense honest when Brunson drives, and then they kick the ball back out. So Boomer, 100% spot on.
I appreciate that, Chris. Thank you.
Aiden and Wayne, what's going on, Aiden?
Hey, Boomer Geo, how are you?
All right, Aiden, what's happening?
Good, thank you. I listen to you guys every day at work, on the job. Appreciate it. But I got a new Knicks head coach option, and you guys might like this one.
Okay.
So what do you think if they hire Patrick Ewing as the head coach?
Aiden, are you familiar with his tenure at Georgetown?
Listen, I mean, he played well with the Knicks. I feel like everybody would like him. I'm not really a huge fan of the Tom Thibodeau firing, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, we aren't either, Aiden, and I appreciate it, and thanks for listening every day at work. But Patrick Ewing failed on an epic level at his alma mater in Georgetown. There is no way that the Knicks are going to let him get anywhere near the head coach job of their organization. I think that firing Thibodeau was a mistake as well, but the Patrick Ewing thing, he's going to be an ambassador in the Garden. He's never going to have a job coaching at the Garden.
You know, here's the thing. I agree with you, and I consider myself a friend of Patrick Ewing. We shared agents together. We've known each other for a long time. He's not the guy for this job. He's not. And he is listed as an ambassador for the New York Knicks, so that part of it is gone now. Like, in other words, whatever the disconnect between Patrick and Jim Dolan was, that's all gone now. And Patrick's always welcome back to the Garden. Could I ever see them making him an assistant coach again, much like he had been prior to, you know, Georgetown? I could see that, but I don't necessarily believe that this is the spot for him becoming a head coach, no.
Let's go to Sal in Lacey Township, New Jersey. What's up, Sal?
Gentlemen, good morning. How you doing?
Good, Sal. What's up?
Big shock yesterday when I got the alert, and I like you, I thought it was all a joke. I actually called my sons, and I was like, hey, did you see this? Am I reading the wrong thing here? And they're like, no, they can't believe it either. But I think after calming down a little bit, I think some things came evident. I don't think it was that they lost. I think it was how they lost. And what you saw was the ability to not get through screens, the lateness in closing out. And I think it became evident to the top brass that, hey, these guys are running ragged. And then you saw the bench starting to play, and they were like, we're not even developing the guys we have. Look how good they're playing now, and we didn't even play them all year. So if I was a coach playing against the Knicks right now, I would just tell my guys, keep moving the ball. They're going to break down somewhere. Someone's going to get an open shot, and someone's going to get a layup. And I think that's what was exposed. And I think now you got to bring in a guy who is, I'm not going to say defensive-oriented, but has to have a focus on defense because – a guy who can develop a bench, a guy who can bring these kids up and get them playing. I mean, we do have some good players on the bench.
Yeah, see, Sal, I'm not of the belief that these guys were tired and that wasn't the reason they were closing out. You know that Tibbs was telling them to do all those things, telling them to fight through the screens, telling them to close out on threes on the perimeter. I think that this is on the players. I mean, I just think they weren't good enough. mean, you can't tell me good enough defensively. They were obviously good enough offensively. You can't tell me that Tibbs, because of the way he coached, ran them so ragged that they couldn't play defense well. They hadn't played defense well the entire freaking year.
You know, the one thing I will say in terms of playing the Pacers going into that series, we all talked about it. Every single person talked about it on this radio station. We talked about it. All the people covering the Knicks talked about it, you know, from the Ian Bagleys of the world to anybody else. It was all about how the Pacers love the run and gun and how deep their bench is. That's all they ever talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we talked about. And we part of what we witnessed in this particular series was, yeah, they did get hurt by the bench of the Pacers. And they didn't really, and, you know, Tom Thibodeau ultimately reacted to it by playing other players. And I'm just wondering who told him to do that.
Or, I mean, he could have figured it out on his own.
Well, or somebody told him to do that. Or like, you got to do this. And if we don't do this, then this is what's going to happen. And that game six where Jalen Brunson was just throwing the ball away, where they weren't getting back on defense. I mean, that was an embarrassing loss.
Yeah.
The way that they lost.
Yeah, I mean, and they didn't have guys like Isaiah Hartenstein or
Dante DiVincenzo.
Dante DiVincenzo. Or even, I was going to say, even Josh Hart coming off the bench because he came off the bench last year.
But he did come off the bench to set the last couple part of the the Pacers series.
Right, but it took a while to get to there.
And by the way, so I don't know if that's an issue, but I'm saying to myself, and I said it right when all of that was happening. That was like one of the most unselfish things I've heard from an NBA basketball player in a long time.
Sure.
And to me, that's respect to the coach.
Yeah.
I would have thought, could I be wrong about that? Could Josh Hart be upset that he wasn't starting or was taken? But Josh Hart publicly was saying, we got to do whatever is best for the team.
Yeah, no, I believe Josh Hart. I mean, getting to know him since he's been here, just watching him in his interviews, that was genuine. It was 100% genuine.
I felt like it was, and that's why I felt like they had the coaches back.
I mean, we're searching for other reasons. There's really no other reasons. What it is I think that the guys who are in charge, Leon Rose and World Wide West, and who are infatuated with Karl Anthony Towns because World Wide West in Kentucky and Leon Rose being his agent, got Karl Anthony Towns here, expecting that was going to be the thing where they were going to run everybody over. They got through the Celtics. They matched up against a team that they thought that they could beat. They didn't get the most out of Towns, and because they're not going to change a roster, they had to get rid of the head coach.
But truthfully, Karl Anthony Towns is an all-NBA player. He was a first-team All-Star. I mean, so there was...
Yeah, well, I mean, but big, that, we could say that, but we all watched the games.
So I know, but there was a lot of success that he had. And plus, he went to two conference championships in two different conferences.
Yeah.
In back-to-back years.
Okay. I mean...
I know he drives you crazy on defense. He drives me crazy on defense, too.
Drives especially you crazy on offense sometimes, too.
Especially when you get to the finals level and you're playing against good teams. You know, they're going to expose some of your weaknesses. So... And I'm not surprised by all of this. I'm disappointed for Tibbs, certainly. But I got to see who they're going to hire next, because then that will give me a real understanding as to why this just happened.
Gary in Colorado. What's up, Gary?
Yeah, hi, guys. Gio, I tried to get through on Monday to follow up on your Towns comment. And my take is similar, but also I thought there was a locker room problem. If you remember the Hart comments earlier in the season about somebody not buying in,
there
was a video in the Detroit series of Bridges getting in Towns' face. And then in game one of Indiana, it was OG. You know, the headline was OG gets in Towns' face. But when you look at the video, Brunson came over, put his arm around OG, calmed him down, and then Towns must have said something, and Brunson got pissed and got in Towns' face. So to me, it was an issue, and then now with the firing, I don't know how you fix it. If you believe that Brunson and the rest supported Tibbs and Towns may be the reason for getting him fired, how do you fix that?
You got to bring somebody in that everybody likes and respects.
Yeah,
that's how you fix it.
I mean, it's interesting. We all made the assumption when Josh Hart was talking about selfishness and getting on the same page and not getting back on defense. It was Karl Anthony Towns. No one ever confirmed that. But he said that a couple of times during the regular season, that we got too many guys that are worried about their stats on offense and not getting back on defense. And we got to cut out that selfishness. I mean, who else is he talking about? He's not talking about his boy Jalen Brunson, that's for sure.
No.
He's not talking about OG Anunoby. He's not talking about himself.
He's not talking about the guys that were here.
Not talking about Mitchell Robinson.
He'll be talking about the guys that were not here.
Mikal Bridges.
Mitchell Robinson didn't play for half the
right.
season.
He's not talking about Mikal Bridges because he plays defense. Leaves one guy.
And that guy is basically, if Tibbs had any reservations last year at this time before they made the trade, and Leon Rose decided to go for it the way that he did and bring him in and shove him down the coach's throat, then you understand why the coach is no longer here.
Yeah, I mean, World Wide West and Leon Rose seem to be attaching themselves to Karl Anthony Towns, and it's either going to be Apollo 11 or the Titanic. It's one or the other, but that's their guy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco is here. He's going to give us another sports update. What's up, Jerry?
Well, good morning. Brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. The news this morning is that the Knicks are on the market for a new head coach, Tom Thibodeau. 50-plus wins last year, 50-plus wins this year. Not good enough. Went from the conference semifinals to the conference finals last year to this year. Not good enough. Leon Rose releasing the statement yesterday about the organization's singularly focused on winning a championship for their fans. So you would get rapid reaction. I know you guys alluded to this. We had the old Mike and the Mad Dog last hour. This hour, the new BT and Sal, as they had opposing takes. BT first.
Wow. I got to tell you, absolutely stunned that they did this. I think it's the right move. I give them credit for acting so swiftly. Didn't think they were going to do that.
On the other side of things with Sal.
I'm shocked and disappointed. I cannot believe the Knicks did this. See, this could be the beginning now of a major mistake that could set them back.
Now there's BT. Nice knowing you. Get out.
He's a heck of a coach. He's a basketball lifer, and he's a Knick. And he loved being the head coach of the Knicks, and I respect that immensely. But the way they lost against the Pacers all year, they couldn't defend the three all year. They didn't get back in transition all year.
And then you've got Sal, who feels like the wrong guy paid for this.
Now the Knicks have done it. Now I think they screwed up. It's overreacting to one season with new players. The players were to blame, not Tom Thibodeau. Major, major mistake by the Knicks moving on from Tibbs.
And then we'll
see them at 10 o'clock go at it, I
hope. Yes, we will. I think so.
And then as hard as they can.
Perhaps. Then there's Kendrick Perkins on ESPN. This is one.
Before we do Perkins, Jerry, where do you think BT was? Did you watch the video?
I did.
Yeah.
I have no... It looked like he was in some industrial... I didn't even think Costco. I thought it was like an industrial park or something.
It was very strange.
Like something was going down.
Yeah.
It was odd.
Like it was getting something out of the trunk of a Cadillac or something.
I didn't say a drug deal. I just said it looked like something
was going down.
What
kind of thing was going down?
It looked like warehouses in the background.
Yeah. Maybe the deli where he gets that sandwich. Maybe that's where he was. The parking lot of that. The shredder, the light, sliced thin roast beef.
Yes.
Extra mozzarella. Oil and VIN.
Oil and VIN?
That's what he said. That's what he said.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah. That's what he put out there. Roasted red peppers. Light mayo, oil and VIN, and a trace of pesto. That's what he put out.
A trace of pesto. Yes. I love pesto, but a trace?
Yeah.
Why bother?
Do you think that BT goes into a deli and says, yeah, give me oil and VIN and a trace of pesto?
Yeah.
He actually says that?
Dude, you're the boar's head guy.
Yes, I am.
Well, what do you think?
I think he does do that.
He does.
I wonder if he knows that the oil is seed oil that he's putting on. Probably not. He probably thinks it's straight olive oil.
Yeah, nope. Yeah. Definitely a little canola spot back there. A little canoil and VIN. That's what he's getting.
Here is Kendrick Perkins. Now, you heard Sal say blame the players. Well, that's exactly what Perkins said on ESPN. This is the one I didn't play earlier.
How dare you? How dare you, if you're the Knicks, to blame Tom Thibodeau? How dare you? Like, we blaming Tom Thibodeau for that collapse that they had in game one when the guys on the floor took their foot off the gas when they blew a, 20-point lead at home in the Eastern Conference Finals? Are we blaming Tibbs for that? Are we going to blame Jalen Brunson and Carl Anthony Towns and the guys that contributed to the Pacers coming back and beating them in game one? That's who we need to blame.
I'm fully aligned with Kendrick Perkins.
Yeah, I think most of us are, but think about this. You know, it was Rick Brunson and World Wide West that went down to those Dallas Mavericks playoff games to get Rick's son here.
Along with Julius Randle, by the way, if you remember.
Yes, he was there too.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty crazy.
And this would also explain maybe some of the Instagram posts by Julius Randle's wife.
Yeah, I was listening to Evan and Tiki, and Evan was saying he was having the Randles back, saying that just happened to be a coincidence because they're on a trip in Italy, and she was just posting a picture of a wine glass, which, I mean...
But you combine that with what Dante DiVincenzo said at the free throw line.
Yeah, where he was yelling at Rick Brunson, though.
Yes.
Where he said, this is what happens when they put you in charge. But I don't know. I mean, it seems to me a pettiness that I wouldn't expect from the Randles. I'm kind of with Evan on the fact that they were on vacation. I mean, you go on vacation with your wife, who is of a certain age, every single thing in the world gets posted. Every drink, every appetizer, every view, everything. So it just happened to be a coincidence. You know, odds were that she was going to post something at that exact time that Tibbs was fired because that's what they do. Hmm. They post stuff, you know?
They post stuff. And Chris Russo yells at things. We heard him with Mike last hour, not together, but we kind of made it together. Here he was reacting.
This is not fair what they did to this guy who gave his life and blood to the franchise and took him to the conference final. I've been there since 2000. My God almighty. And you get him out because you lost a rugged six-game series to Indiana? Oh, come on, please. What a disgrace.
Vintage.
Yeah, exactly vintage. How you thought he would end it. And then for those that think that Jay Wright is going to be the head coach, I don't know if you saw this, but Seth Davis posted yesterday, quote, I have been working with Jay Wright on TV for 3 years. Based on every conversation we have had, I would say there is a greater chance that I will be the next Knicks head coach than him. The difference would be they would call me and I would say yes.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, the only reason that Jay Wright would do that would be for the massive paycheck that would come along with that job. I mean, if Tibbs was making $10 million a year to get Jay Wright here, it would have to be something like $15 million a year, which is a tough thing to turn down, but seems like he's pretty happy with his life.
They already got the guy that they want. I'm almost certain of that.
And you think it too.
The more I think about it, it's the more it's this Johnny Bryant guy, but that's who would make the most sense to me, given all the tentacles of what's going on here.
How much money has James Dolan paid fired coaches over the years?
By the way, I wanted to bring that up. I'm saying, like, again, this is another another example of the fact that the owner will spend whatever it takes to try to win a championship.
He hasn't begun his three-year extension yet.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, from Fizdale after a year to Hornacek, who was fired before his contract was out, to Phil Jackson, who was fired way before his contract was over.
Larry Brown's contract?
Oh, yeah, that was another one.
That was like a $50 million.
That was a disaster.
That was a disaster, but that was like $50 million, if I remember.
Oh, the good
correctly.
Old days.
My goodness.
Oh, God. look
Derek at that Fisher list. Was fired. Yeah,
oh my
2 years.
God.
Isaiah Thomas was fired, sued, lost.
Like, look at those records, 40-96, 60-104, 21-83. This dude goes 226-174, conference finals, get out.
Wow.
Yeah, it's wild, man. I mean, different expectations, but this was wrong.
Those records are brutal. Anyhow.
So this just goes to show you that there's something going on internally.
Yeah. I mean,
listen to Kendrick Perkins, it sounds like Karl Anthony Towns is what's going on.
Well, it's the people that support Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the guy. So Leon Rose and World Wide West, for different reasons, have always loved Karl Anthony Towns. Once they got the Knick job, it was their mission to get him on the team. They got him on the team. It didn't work the way they thought it was going to in the first year. I understand they got to the Eastern Conference Finals. We know that. But he still did not perform the way that we wanted him to perform in that series, especially in Game 6 with their asses on the line. And instead of getting rid of him, they get rid of the coach. Mm-hmm. I think that's where we're at. And Boomer's right. The assistant coach thing, nobody said a word about them. I mean, and you know that there's no way they're firing Rick Brunson, for God's sakes.
You wouldn't.
So there's one guy that's the reason why, like, the way that the PR statement was we're all about singular focus and that is winning a championship.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one guy that is not going to get them there, that has gotten them to this point.
Yeah, it's asinine. Completely stupid. Completely stupid.
Well, they better have the right guy in mind to replace that guy, that's for sure.
Before CBS Sports Network had the graphic up, I saw it on delay. Before Tibbs, from 2014 to 2020, the Knicks were 200 games under 500.
That was more important, and was more discussion about the drama around the team than the actual team itself.
Holy crap. And mixed into that was the 54-win season with Carmelo. Think of that. They had a season where they won 54 games, and they were 200 games under 500 within a span of 6 years. All right, good luck. All right, Yankees-Guardians last night at the stadium. So we know about the injury to Luke Weaver. He is going to be missing, obviously, significant time. So Devin Williams pressed back into the closer role last night with the Yankees leading by a run in the ninth.
The pitch. Line drive into left center field. Going back, Bellinger got room, makes the play. Victory for the New York Yankees. Final score, Yankees win it 3-2. And Devin Williams pitched himself out of trouble here in the ninth inning.
And gets the save. And the Yankees win the ball game. The Yankees win. They win 37-22 now on the season. 15 games over 500. Jazz Chisholm, a big night in his return. 2-for-3. Go-ahead homer in the seventh. Obviously, moving around with where he's going to play. You think third base most of the time. He says the challenges of doing so.
Mentally, yeah. But at the same time, this is what you got these guys in here for. You know, you got Judge, you got Volpe, and they come and talk to you. And when you have such a good relationship with the manager, I mean, you don't mind doing anything for a guy that you have a good friendship with.
Just win, baby. Carlos Rodon, who went 7 for the win, says, my guy's giving me tons of support.
Once again, JC called a great game, and then
made some big defensive plays there, you know, at the end with Chris with a great throw to second and DJ with a great tag. So, you know, kept that game 1-1 for me and let me get that last out. And then, as you see, two big homers.
Mm-hmm, yep. One, the other one was from Anthony Volpe, who went back-to-back with Chisholm in the seventh. So Yankees take the series opener. Clark Schmidt on the mound tonight against Luis Ortiz on the Fan with coverage at 6:25. Late start in Los Angeles for the Mets. 7-10 out there, 10-10 here. And the Mets win in an odd way in the 10th inning.
Well, the Dodgers.
First pitch.
No. The Dodgers win in an odd way in the 10th inning.
First pitch. Swung on, hit in the air to left field. It's pretty deep. Nimmo going back. Warning track. Wall. And it is in play. It lands in front of the wall. Edmund coming to the plate. He will score. It's a walk-off double for Freddie Freeman. And the Dodgers win 6-5.
And that was Pat McCarthy on Mets Odyssey Radio. The Dodgers tied it in the ninth with a home run from Max Muncy, his second of the game. It was hit off of Brazoban with Edwin Diaz not available. And then Freddie Freeman, the game-winning whatever that was, as Nimmo doesn't come up with it. 6-5, the final score. Here was Nimmo. So what exactly happened?
Went over the left shoulder when I looked up. It was still over the left shoulder, and I guess now my right when I was looking over. And then I checked the wall real quick and put my eyes back up, and it had moved to the other shoulder. So by that time, there's not enough time to recover.
In the loss, Juan Soto.
What?
Hit a two-run homer, beat Alonso. Drove in two with a single and a double. Griffin Canning and Tony Gonsolin tonight on Mets Odyssey Radio at 10:10. The Mets now with a half-game lead on Philly, who did win last night, beating the Blue Jays by the score of 8-3. And finally, I believe this is the guy, I could be wrong, but I think this is the guy from Jeopardy. He's a software engineer. His name is Alan Lynn. I don't know if you saw this yesterday rotating around or circulating on social media. So this was on TikTok. And he was, why he did this, I don't know. But he's explaining how human gas happens.
Okay. The equation for fart maxing is when fiber plus gut fermentation is greater than digestion speed. To fart max, we're going to deliver explosive doses of rapidly fermentable fiber into the gut and pair it with carbonated fluid to speed transit of gas.
All right, so that seems a bit
much. Like Brian Cashman. So that's
it does, right. So he actually went further and gave us a sample diet if you want to max out.
One liquid salad with 8 grams of prebiotic fiber. 3 cloves of garlic for inulin. 1 green banana for resistant starch. 1 cup of black beans for the oligosaccharides. 1 bottle of Topo Chico for added volume and pressure. And to top it all off, 3 hard-boiled eggs for sulfurous stink. This meal is designed to fart max and induce high-volume, high-sulfur farts.
Now we know what Boomer eats in the morning. I always wondered before you got here what your routine was, and now I know. 3 hard-boiled eggs, a Topo Chico, and a liquid protein.
I didn't hear the Oreos in that diet.
That's later. That's mid-morning.
So there, yeah, I think it's the guy from Jeopardy, but maybe not. Either way, he sounds like a smart guy. Why he looked it up, I don't know. Then you've got Oilers-Panthers, the night game, one of the Stanley Cup Finals.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Speaking of CBS Sports Network, if you guys could get that picture ready of all the championship trophies that we were talking about last week and what the most recognizable one would be, because back there I ran into Youssef and I said, Youssef, can you pop in and into the studio and we could see what you recognize out of these trophies, because we wanted to do it with Tracy in Atlantic Highlands, but she's at home and the whole thing, we couldn't do it. So I was like, what if Youssef, because Youssef's kind of a sports fan, kind of not, you know, obviously grew up in Morocco. So if he could identify each of those trophies, it would be interesting to see which one was the most recognizable. I
mean, he has to know the name of the trophies.
Yes.
That's the thing. I mean,
he's got to know the name of them. All right, there you go. So, all right, very good.
It's that hunk of metal in the lower right-hand corner.
Yeah. So he told me he was coming. He told me he was coming, but I just don't know. I don't know if he's actually going to make it, because there's been a couple other times he said, yeah, I'll be right there, and he just doesn't show up. Which I think that they have muted him. They have gotten to Youssef and said, you can't go on the show anymore. But Youssef, our head of janitorial, he's the CEO of janitorial supplies and what else would you call him? The happiest man in America.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Happiest man in America, Youssef, who we will hopefully have in here to identify these things. All right, let's see. What else do we want to do here? We'll go to Mark and Dix Hills. What's going on, Mark?
Okay, let me make my point. But, Boomer, I want to say this first. When you guys came back on the air and the Knicks were eliminated, you're going through who might be let go from the Knicks. Boom, you said that, well, there's no way Tibbs is going because he just signed a 3-year extension. So much for that, right? But let me play Sherlock Holmes for a second. Maybe the next coach, and I can't figure this out because the fans are so mad. Maybe the next coach, okay, is going to be picked by default. And by that I mean maybe there's a player guys out there that are generating this whole thing, that the Knicks are going to pick up this unbelievable player. And because of this player, that's why Tibbs is gone. I can't think of anything else that makes sense.
Who would it be, Mark?
I know. That's the big problem. You're right, G. I don't know who the hell it is. Could it be Giannis? I mean, I don't know who it could be. But it's got to be something like that to make the Knicks. It's got to be something to placate the Knicks base. We are so mad. It makes no sense. And you've been saying that all morning. And thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, Mark.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's to placate a free agent. This isn't one of those situations where, like, LeBron was a free agent in 2010.
Yeah, we're not there. We're not at that point yet. So let me ask you this. Let's just go down. I'm going to give you five names, and doesn't mean anything. They're just five names. Okay, Johnny Bryant's a name.
Yeah.
He is in the running for the Phoenix Suns job. He was here under Tibbs. He's now the assistant head coach under Kenny Atkinson out in Cleveland. Serious contender or no?
Oh, of course, very serious.
All right, serious contender. Mike Malone, fired right towards the end of the season by the Denver Nuggets, they won a championship. He's from here. He's from New York. He's obviously, you know, out on the street right now. He's very similar to the type of coach Tibbs is. He's got that New York background. He's, I'm sure he's a Knick fan and the whole thing. Serious or not serious?
He should be, but he's not being considered as a candidate, according to the people covering the team.
That's right. All right. Let's throw out another name, Jay Wright. We saw what Seth Davis said about Jay.
Said there's absolutely no way in hell that he would coach.
But his name is out there, and so what do you think? I mean,
not a serious candidate.
Okay, so then there's Danny Hurley, who came this close to going to the Lakers last year. This close. But the reason supposedly he didn't go out there was because his family are East Coasters, and they wanted to be here in the East Coast, and the wife wants to stay here, and all the personal, you know, part of that job selection that he ended up turning it down. What about Danny Hurley?
I don't think so. No.
All right. I'll give you.
What do you think about him being a serious candidate? I'm going to say no.
Because he is a raving lunatic, and I think he gets and I respect him because he knows how to win at the college level, and those college kids listen to him and they pay attention to him. I don't necessarily know that transfers to the NBA game, and he would have to modify his messaging. The other thing, and then the fifth guy that I would give you, and I'm just going to throw his name in there, and I bet you he would take it in a minute if they offered it to him. John Calipari.
Yeah, I mean, of course, with the Kentucky connection and Cat, I mean, it's something that popped into my mind as well. It just seems like him and the NBA never jived. It never worked.
And there's no way that Rick Pitino would even be interested in this, because then that would be a shiv spot to Mike Rapoli, who's put all this money into St. John's basketball.
Right, and also made the Junkless Berry Blast Bar.
Right.
So there's also that. So, yeah. Wow. I mean, I don't know the relationship now, though, with Rose and Calipari and World Wide West and Calipari. I would assume that it would be good, and I would assume that Carl Anthony Towns and Coach Cal would be still tight, but I mean, is that the move you make right now? Is he the guy?
So which one of those five people, if it's one of those five people, would make a Knick fan happy or would make the majority of Knick fans happy?
Well, that are serious candidates or not? Because Jay Wright would make the Knick fan happy. John Calipari would make the Knick fan happy. I mean, Johnny Bryant's the most likely guy, and I don't know if that's going to make the Knicks fans happy. What is?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
It wouldn't excite the fan base. I don't know how many people knew that he was an assistant here.
All I know is that he goes to Cleveland and the Knicks can't sniff the Cavaliers this year.
True. I mean, but he was on the staff here. He went there. I don't know if it was the difference or not.
Well, he may have a better understanding as to what he or what the Knicks' weaknesses were when Cleveland was playing them.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.